One of the things that struck me about Big Fatty's daily podcast was how much work he goes through.
That was really a treat, too. We didn't really talk about that. We got to see how the sausage was made.
We did.
And so we got to sit in the studio and actually be there for the event. And so that was a very special treat.
And Fatty is such a professional. He does this like clockwork. I mean, it's automatic. It's almost like he doesn't think about it. But 13 years and how many? Almost 4,000 episodes? Getting close to 4,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot of practice. So we will never get that much practice, but we can certainly admire that kind of expertise from someone that does.
That was amazing.
Yep. But we do want to say, Fatty, spend the $8 a month and get a different server because you're working way too hard.
That might help.
Yeah, but for us, we're just too lazy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's almost like he doesn't think about it.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3828. BFO for right the 7th of October, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna tell you all about my day, and it's a full moon weekend. Big Fatty. Hunters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're right. It's going well. Y'all, you're hunters today because y'all, this is the hunter's moon, the hunter's full moon. And y'all, it's going to be visible on, it's going to be full on two nights this weekend, Sunday and Monday. And y'all, it is not always the hunter's moon in October. It's called a seasonal full moon, whereas most of them are assigned to a certain month. It's the beginning of the fall season, and the hunter's moon marks the first full moon of fall. And it's either in September or October, and it's this month now.
By the silvery moon.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two, or first three are today. The first one, y'all, one of the most famous puppy dogs in Pride 48, belonging to that Timmy Sims. Y'all, it's little Lexi. Big Daddy, we love little Lexi, it's true. And y'all, then a name that many of you are quite familiar with. Y'all, he recently had the cot set up. He's going to be telling us it's going to be a soup night here soon. It's just a little taste of fall. Y'all, it's the weather rat. Big Daddy, we love the leather rat. Yeah, the leather rat. And y'all, for right, would also be the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Lord Byron, a longtime listener and supporter of Pride 48. Y'all, he's already passed away, but y'all, Miss Kitty and Olive got to meet him. I think he worked like at a rest stop or a welcome center or something. Big Fatty, was he working the rest stop? No, I don't think so. But anyway, and y'all, I think his Twitter account still sends out a daily horoscope or something like that. Oh, Big Fatty, the leather rat and the horoscope. Okay, and now then on Saturday. Y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he recently had an exquisite vacation. Y'all, lives out there in the Denver. Y'all, his vacation was when Casey and Holly were here in Fat Acres. Y'all, I'm talking about Casey's hubby, Mr. Man. Big Daddy, we love Mr. Man. And y'all, I met him. At the first Pride 48. And y'all, then on Sunday, the full moon, the Hunter moon, y'all, it is the, and I haven't met this person face to face, but y'all, it is the husband of the founder of the Pod Cubs. Y'all, it's Romo's husband, Alan Big, and we love Alan. And so, y'all, if you see Lexi, or the Weather Rat, or Lord Byron, or Mr. Man, or Alan on the Twitty, or the Metaspace, wish him a big old piece of cake!
Happy birthday to you!
Music on a full Hunter's Moon weekend. It's true. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, let me think here now. We got back from the shopping and everything. And y'all, then the Nip came by and we did a circle, the inner circle. I think I mentioned that. And y'all, then y'all, it was just a quiet night in the villa. I watched the TV machine. What did I watch it? Oh, y'all, it was the Survivor, and it was the Real Love Boat. I see y'all, and the Big Run was on after that. But y'all, I was just spending a little time talking about the Real Love Boat. Y'all, it's trash. It is like Love Island, except they're on a boat. And y'all, it's basically an hour-long commercial for the Princess Cruise Line. it's just one of those silly things. Although I will say I did enjoy that they had Ted Lange on, who was the bartender on the original Love Boat. Y'all, I think the rest of them are dead. but he was on, and y'all, it was just stupid. Oh, Big Fatty, if it's like Love Island, you know that Alex and Brandon are watching it with bated breath. Well, only reason they'd have bated breath is if Carolina Cheese and Provisions sold sushi. Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I will say a couple of good things about the Real Love Boat. Y'all, whoever was in charge of the graphics and the fonts, y'all, they used the exact same graphics and everything, and the same kind of opening of the old Love Boat. And y'all, it was they did a good job on that, and I think that I give them props for that. But other than that, and y'all, there's quite a few lookers on there is all I got to say. The big baseball playing one, I don't remember his name, that came on later on. Y'all, he's delicious. Yes, Big Betty, I saw you touching yourself. Anyway, y'all, but I couldn't stay up and watch the big run. Y'all, as poop deck pappy is what I was. And so y'all, and I found the perfect. Found the perfect setting on the electric camisole with the windows open, and y'all, when it is in the low to mid 50s, the electric camisole on the left side of the bed will be set to 2. I say 2, and on the right side 0. And y'all, it was perfect. I slept like a baby till about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, but y'all, I'd had over 8 hours of sleep. so I got up, had my breakfast, had my coffee, read the paper, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle. Yo, by the way, my sister-in-law, she got the Wordle in 2. I say 2 guesses. No, that was yesterday. Never mind. Nessa got it in 2 today, I think. But y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back, got my share. And y'all, I just decided I was going to lay down for a little midday nipple nap. So y'all, I did. And I came in and started getting ready to... start recording the little show, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. It's just lovely. Yes, y'all, my 31-year-old, it's 31 or 32, I say, year-old, called me and said, Herbert Quaddy, I'm out running some errands. Can I run by? I said, yes. And, y'all, he came by, and, it was a little different than normal, but, y'all, it was absolutely lovely. Lovely, I tell you. And, y'all, it was, needless to say, Big Fatty is a happy camper. Oh, Big Fatty didn't even know you'd been to camp. But, y'all, he just left a little while ago. And, so I'm in here, recording the little show. And y'all, I've got some breaking news for you, Big Fatty.
Into the BFO subscriber deck.
Big Fatty is still thinking about the real love boat, the BFO subscriber desk. Y'all, I was informed by Veda that the jar has been listening to the little show, and Big Fatty, he's already ready to unsubscribe. No surprise there. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, speaking of the jar, stopping by the villa later today, and he and I are going down to an event down at the coal mine, y'all, it'll be an interesting afternoon, that's for sure. Big Fatty, you make it sound vulgar. Well, no, it's not going to be vulgar, but anyway. Y'all, by the way, before I forget, you know, we're in the season of doom and gloom.
Trademark Vera Charles.
And Big Fatty, speaking of doom and gloom, y'all, I have received not one, but two, gay Kremikods. Y'all, one of them is from Princess Hannah, and y'all, it must have 15 stickers on it. And y'all, the other one is from Moose P. Moose, I'm assuming that this is a gay Kremikod, and y'all, he's put a Kremis stamp on it. How appropriate. Big, fatty, look, there's Santa Claus flying in front of the Hunter's Moon. It's true. So, y'all, get your cards in. Be fatty, you're a whore. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, a couple of little things. Y'all, we've canceled Friday at Fatty's for today because, young Nicholas couldn't make it. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But and Durwood wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it. And that's understandable given everything that's happened to him over the past couple of weeks. And never heard a word from Ryan. And so Granny was providing the food. Oh, Big Fatty, now I know why it was canceled. But anyway, we're just going to put it off a week until more people can be here. It was just going to be Granny and the Nip and I. Big Fatty, I'd cancel it too. Several of you liked the idea of the... Good morning, Fatty. Good morning, Fart Pants. Good morning. Big Fatty, that's wonderful. How many have sent in their submissions? Zero. Oh, okay. Never mind. Y'all, if you're interested in doing that, it's very easy. Just do it. Big Fatty. You can send it to me and not even tell me who the hell you are if you don't want to, but... I'd like to know who you are, Big Fatty. y'all found out from young Nicholas Thursday afternoon. Y'all, he was involved in a car accident and evidently totaled his car. Now, he says he is okay, but a cut on his hand or something like that. I don't think it's hanging by a thread. But total disguise, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with all that. But anyway, y'all send young Nicholas some good juju. Big Fatty, how dare you speak of the speak like that? That's very, very unbecoming of you. No, good vibes, juju vibes. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that. I thought it was something very inappropriate. No, it's not very inappropriate. And, yes! Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely weekend, y'all. It's y'all. This is the time of year that the weather rat is beloved. I tell you, because y'all, it's just perfect outside. Just perfect, I tell you. And I hope we don't get an Indian summer. Big Fatty, is that Casina or is that Call Center? Well, it doesn't really matter. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous little show. And Holly, what do you think of Big Fatty's little show?
It's almost like he doesn't think about it, but...
Oh, no, I don't think of it. Don't have a thing written to Big Fatty. Everybody knows you're...
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.